Welcome back to the Bushnell Project and Making Marriage Great. This is John Bushnell. Glad to be here. Just had one of those moments where I was going along with my podcast and realized I wasn't recording. So now I'm going to try and remember everything I just said. Anyways, I'm picking up from yesterday where I gave an Edmund Burke quote. Edmund Burke has been quoted as saying this, and I think he actually didn't say it. He gave a sermon on the Parliament floor. He was a British politician, actually a Scottish politician. And he said he is credited with, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." I agree with that saying, but I think he actually preached a sermon that in its essence said that, but that he didn't actually say that verbatim. Either way, since I wasn't there, I can't really be for sure. But here's what I am sure of, that he was onto something, and I think it was what Paul is writing in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Read them yesterday. Let me read them to you again today. "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." So we have this power as we walk out the gospel in us. So the gospel in us is power, right? It's not our power. It's God's power. He saved us. And then verse 17 gives clarity to that. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. Or to put it Edmund Burke's terms, when good men do something. So the only thing necessary for triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. So let's do something, men. Let's stand up for our wives. Let's pursue our wives. Let's date them. Let's go after them in a godly and righteous way. Let's pray for them. Let's read God's word. Let's grow in our faith. Let's grow in our love for God and grow in our love for our wives. Let's nourish them. Let's guide them. Let's be the leaders that God has raised us to be in our families. You don't have to be some preacher, some theologian. This is for everyone, right? So everyone, I love it when it says here, "For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." So you've got this power of God in you, the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ in you, to love your wife better, to be more gracious toward her, to be more gracious toward others, to walk in a manner worthy of God. Not because you've done everything right, but because you refuse to stand down. When bad people tell us, "Oh, you don't have a right to speak up about that," it's like, no, wait a minute. Actually, I do, because I'm not speaking from a perfect position. I'm speaking from the righteousness of the Creator of all things. He has ordained that I stand up for life, or I stand up for marriage, or I stand up for my wife, or I stand up for my children. I will stand and guide and protect my family. That is the power of the gospel. It gives you that backbone to do that. Because it's God. It's God in you. So I love how in Colossians, Paul talks about Jesus in this way, that all things were made by him and for him. This Jesus who made all things gives us power to walk out all that he has for us, that we may be more than conquerors. Or in John, when he talks about who Jesus is, that he was in the beginning, that he was the Word, it was in the beginning, and by the Word, all things were made. And then the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Why? So he could live the righteous life and then die in our place, because we deserve death, so that we may live this victorious life of power from the gospel of Jesus Christ. So gentlemen, don't let the enemy fool you. Don't let him trick you. Don't let him scare you. You are a very powerful vessel when you walk by faith, in faith that Jesus Christ is who he said he is, that he is coming back one day, and until then he gives you the power to walk out the life that he wants for you to do. So go and have an amazing weekend, gentlemen. Love your wives, cherish your wives, have a great weekend. God bless you all. Talk to you soon.